This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like? Like or no like?
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
Well, I got a slew of Lima likes. I got one to start out.
Lima no like.
I did not understand at all. Mitch just came in here to explain the tiebreaker for who would get the number one overall seed because we're two games behind the Thunder. But I'm like, what if we can even up things down the stretch? Like, Shai Gilgeous was terrible last night, but they won barely. Oklahoma City, so they have a two-game edge on us. And Mitch, head-to-head we know is split. What is after head-to-head?
So if the Cavs tie the Thunder for best overall record, they can clinch home court advantage. If they have a better conference record, a better record in the East than the Thunder do in the West.
Oh, you use the term intra as opposed to inter.
Well, that's the term conference. The Cavs Reddit used when I copy and pasted the terminology over.
But as I understand intra, then I was jumping to think, oh, it's our record against the Western Conference and their record against the Eastern Conference, because I was thinking of a different definition of intra.
And the Cavs had the advantage right now. It's 38-8 the Cavs are in the East versus the Thunder's 33-11.
Oh, wow. That's crazy that they'd have that kind of an edge. I would have thought the teams would be right there considering the dominance of both teams all throughout the season.
I had to Google intra does mean in your conference. Inter means in the other conference. Makes no sense.
The way that I was looking at it was completely different. So my mistake, but thank you, Mitch. I appreciate that.
Like intranet and internet.
Yeah.
Intranet.
I don't like NL this.
Intranet is like your portal where you log in to do meaningless things by the company.
Well, what did Al Gore call it again?
Oh. He invented pants.
Right.
All right. Overall, I will say the tournament did make a comeback.
Lima likes.
Because I was originally going to come in and do
Lima no likes.
Because, Garrett, we talked on the phone yesterday about the tourney, and then all of a sudden, after we got off the phone, things heated up as that Maryland game, the back and forth. I guess the only difference was that wasn't a first round game. Normally, we remember all the buzzer beaters we remember in the tournament. They're almost always first rounders.
All the Valparaiso first rounders.
Yeah.
We remember all those George Mason first rounders. Mm-hmm. Lehigh first round against Duke.
Like, oh, yeah. Here's what happened yesterday. Is this Maryland
Westwood one.
On Westwood 1 down the stretch?
Gillespie looking to throw it in. Gets it up top to Queen. Dribbling left. Big step down the lane. Runner for the win. Big in!
16.
All right, that was, again, courtesy of Westwood One, and it was against Colorado State. Colorado State had just come down. There were, like, a bunch of lead changes. Colorado State had a 12-point lead in that game. They had just taken a three with about 3.6 seconds left to go up, and they were showing the Maryland fans. Yeah. And I was like, that has to suck so bad. Nobody thinks they're going to win. Nobody thinks they got a shot. They did advance it because, you know, in college you have to get it to half court. You can't just call a timeout and magically
appear
warp to the front to the front court. And then they go to them, and then after the game, amazing shot. They go to the crew. I think it was the TNT crew, and they're all going nuts about this end of the game. And I'm watching the replay. I'm like, well, he definitely traveled.
Yeah, but. Did we get into a whole conversation off there?
100% travel.
Right. Like, it was a travel, but
nobody mentioned it.
Are you going to wipe that away? You're not going to wipe that away. No, nah, it's already in. No, nah, we're not going to do that.
Man. I imagine the Colorado State fans were talking about whether it was a travel or not, but no one cares because it's Colorado State.
Is there anything, is now with NIL and guys moving around so much, is there ever a such thing as a Cinderella, a true Cinderella? Like, because that Cinderella team might have, like, a transfer from Virginia Tech. Like, I got a transfer from there in New Mexico State. They're seniors. How big of
I get where you're going. Am I supposed to call Arkansas the plucky upstart Razorbacks with a coach that makes $8 million a year, probably after endorsements and everything, $10 million a year?
With that nice little suit jacket he had on the other day, I liked the
suit
jacket.
What did you think was the motivating factor there? Did you see what the internet was saying about why he was wearing what looked to be an Italian table spread? It looked to be the Italian tablecloth that, you know, his rival, his longtime rival, Rick Pitino, has kind of a famous story regarding.
I heard these dudes don't really like them. Like, they like, yes. It's like real. Like, no, if I see you on the street, it's on site. Like, in front of boosters, alumni, it doesn't matter. They don't like each other like that.
I love that. Pat Forty had a great article detailing 30 years of rivalry. Which I thought was pretty amazing to think about where all those coaches had been, the start of their careers, how actually Pitino took credit for the start of Calipari's career, and that he also like cut a check, and Calipari's like, I guess, I don't know that story. Like it kind of
just played him.
Both of these dudes have had a rivalry for a really long time, which is pretty cool. Also pretty cool.
I'm alive.
Tanner Bibee. Inking the deal with the Guardians, the contract, 5 years, $58 million, wipes out the arbitration years. This is
pretty big deal.
This is a big deal because you're looking at the later years of that deal, like $20 million a year. That's nothing for what could be an ace and for the guy that wanted the ball and got the ball for opening day for the Guardians, which is a big honor.
The Guardians have done it again. Every 4 or 5 years, they fleece one of their best players to sign the home deal. The last person that got fleeced was Jose Ramirez.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's use the word fleece, Garrett.
He got fleeced. He got
those are hometown discounts.
Those are Indians bucks. They're playing him in Indians bucks that he can give to his fans and family to go get the new Guardians gear. And no. 48, that listen, that is cheap. That's pennies on the dollar. What was he thinking? I don't know why he signed that. Why would you sign
because
him?
Because he's got to factor in his Tommy John years. All of them.
Pitchers, that's probably true.
It sucks to say, but they do use it against
you. Did you not hear Jameis Winston tell us 90 best days of the year right here in Cleveland, Ohio?
Yes. And he's in the summer. Right. Yeah. He gets to play perfect here in the summer.
What's better than Cleveland in the summer?
You think Jose Ramirez is here if the seasons were different?
Yeah.
I think Tristan McKenzie tapped on his shoulder. He said, hey, what you think about this deal? Tristan was like, hey, get it done.
Speaking of.
Lima no like.
Yeah, rotation set now for the Guardians and Tristan McKenzie on the outside looking in. He's going to be a bullpen arm. Logan Allen is the fifth arm. Logan Allen, who's been abysmal, you know, for the Guardians, and that's how down they are in Tristan McKenzie.
Stephen Vogt talking about he's a different guy. Yeah. Different guy. Logan
was
different guy.
We're not going to use our fifth starter at the beginning of the year. So.
Well, yeah, it's not going to. True. How long? When do you think?
The way the schedule shakes out, like they play a game, then they have an off day, and then they play a series, and then they have an off day, and so it'll kind of work out that you might not see that fifth starter until like game 20 or something.
Man. Still can't get. I feel sorry for Tristan McKenzie. How far we've come. He was right before signing a nice little deal. You know, he has the injury. I wonder, do you think he would have, if he could go back and do it again, he would have had Tommy John?
Yes.
1,000%.
Yes.
Yes.
Would have had three Tommy Johns.
Man, that's wild.
He would have done back to back to back.
Tommy John.
Let everybody know, too, as we got more news.
Lima Lights.
The Nolan Jones, former number one overall, coming back. Guardians got rid of Tyler Freeman in a trade. I don't know what it means for Will Brennan. Probably means he's, I hope he's renting. Because I don't think Will Brennan's going to be here much longer.
They call him Renton Will Brennan.
Yeah, well, they had the glut of utility guys, and now it's like they got too many outfielders when they, in a right field, they were always looking for somebody.
Shortstops and center and right last year for the majority of the year.
Listen, I haven't even gotten a chance to talk to you. I was looking forward to talking to Guardians with Owen. I just don't know what they're doing. I'm confused as to the whole offseason. I'm confused. I don't know.
All right, well, hold that thought. And also, if you want more on this, the Dairy Brothers podcast, they've got Tom Hamilton on the most recent episode. So I've got it downloaded. Of course, that is
Shout
an Odyssey podcast right here that you can access at our app. And Owen, I know we got to go.
Got audio we got to play.
You called it the biggest wrestling match. So I'll give this an Owen likes.
Owen likes. Okay, so Wyatt Hendrickson, Gable Steveson. Gable Steveson has won. Not only has he won two national championships, he won a gold medal at the Olympics. Wyatt Hendrickson was an Air Force Academy guy that had an extra year, so he went to Oklahoma State, and he had a huge takedown. What made it great, though, was the WWE-like atmosphere. When he walked out, normally guys just stand there and wait for their opponent. Steveson was up in his face, following him around the mat, and then he had a huge takedown near the end of it, and then a guy that a lot of people know, not from wrestling, but from MMA, Daniel Cormier, was on the call. He had a great call. We're going to play it.
30 seconds left. On the high ground, it's a double. He's running down. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you believe this? The three. Game of Bell Hustle. The Olympic champ is about to lose. It's 13 seconds.
This could be it.
Oh, my goodness.
The biggest upset in the history of NCAA.
I mean, did anything sound like that at the NCAA tournament?
Ever.
Did anything sound like that? Audio courtesy of ESPN. Owen, I saw it on social media. Even I don't know a ton about wrestling.
Yeah.
Even though I've broadcasted a few wrestling events in my time. had the number one team in the country when I was in upstate New York. That was amazing. That was an absolute amazing flourish at the end.
It was. That's great. There's a ton of little things that I could get into about the broadcast itself. It was that. I'm gonna jump over here one more time.
Do you want to do a podcast on
this?
My God.
There's one more bit of audio you got to hear. The reason why it was great was because of Daniel Cormier. There's a guy named Lucas Bird. He's from Illinois. He won at 133 pounds. He's 5'5". His girlfriend's 6'3".
Hey, look at Bird's girlfriend over there. She's 6'3". Bird's got a 6'3" girlfriend. Look at him. He like 5'5". Volleyball girl over there. They're famous on TikTok. You can't see her head. She's hugging his parents.
A lot of visualization going on right now. Garrett, you're a tall guy. What are you, 6'4"?
About 6'foot. If I keep having surgery, I used to be 6'5", but I used to be ready to go.
the amazing shrinking Garrett. Yeah, all right, does that upset you when the tall girls get taken off the board?
Listen. I had grander thoughts of having another rush end with a volleyball or basketball girl with a single digit visor, slim waist, Thundercat, long flowing hair. And then that all changed because my wife is from the Philippines and she's like 4-something. We're dealing with now, the most we're looking for is Francisco Lindor now. We got a Lindor or some sort of, second baseman or Kwan. That's what we're doing.
See, we were going to talk whether our backcourt is big enough with Danny Cunningham. I didn't know we'd get into this much size. Yeah.
We
early
are
in
size
the show.
King.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.